Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The Mayor of Limerick, John Moran, is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. John, tell us about the experience you had recently.
Hey, Andrea, I feel like I'm the kind of the startup actor, really more interesting thing about seagulls. But anyway, you know, I suppose this all started with a tweet I sent out in Dublin Airport, which has resonated like no other tweet I've ever sent. I think there's been about 150,000 views on it now at this stage. And it was really just the trip. I'm down in France at the moment, near Toulouse. And it was the saga of a trip from Limerick to Toulouse, showing up a lot of issues that people, I think, right across Ireland, judging by the reaction, have really been concerned about, which is the over-concentration of our, you know, flights in Ireland into one airport, which meant that I effectively had almost a 24-hour trip because of the early morning flight that I had to take to Toulouse.
Just tell us about that trip, John. Sorry, just tell us a little. You travel from Limerick.
So there is no option to travel from Shannon to Toulouse, which obviously is a very large city in France, head of the aeronautics industry in the southwest of France. So very many similarities, actually, with our own city of Limerick. But there's no direct flight. So one option was to go via Shannon directly to another town about 2 or 3 hours away, or alternatively to go to Dublin. But the flight's at 7 o'clock in the morning in Dublin. So you're either looking at a through the night bus up to the airport, because you can never get parking in Dublin Airport anyway, or you go up the night before. And for many people, that means additional costs for hotels to get these early morning flights. Then the flight was delayed, but that's outside DAA's control. But I suspect it's a symptom of the pressure that Dublin Airport is under, because we were then moved as part of this to the remote airport dispatch area that Aer Lingus used, where there was one poor chap that was running a coffee shop down there who was basically submerged by all these people that were looking first at a 2-hour delay. Then we got on the plane, then we were taken off the plane because the pilots were timed out. We were basically waiting another while to get the pilot. So it was 12 o'clock, not 7 o'clock by the time we left, which meant I then missed the connecting trains back over here. But I did have a nice lunch in Toulouse, comparing public realm in Toulouse to back home in Ireland.
Yeah.
But the end game was it was a 24-hour flight. And I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're going on holidays or just coming out to, you know, over that kind of trip. But if you're going for business and stuff like that, this just doesn't work for an island that depends on connectivity. So obviously I sent out a tweet about this saying, look, this isn't working for people in Dublin. It's not working for people outside Dublin. We can't be just thinking that by raising the cap in Dublin Airport, that's the solution to everything, because we essentially have a lopsided air aviation policy with lots of unutilized capacity in airports on the west and no capacity in Dublin, that if we could just take people away from Dublin, then it would get better for the people in Dublin.
So should we focus
well
more on the regional airports? And you're talking about obviously the likes of Shannon and Knock. Is that not a decision, though, for the airlines, John, to decide, you know what, let's set up a route from Shannon to Toulouse or wherever it is?
Well, in some ways it is, but when you make it, it's like water going around an area. When there's a slightly easier path for water, you know, it always flows down that path. But if you block that path just a little bit, it finds another way of going. It's a bit like traffic in a city or whatever else. And if you think about some of the stats, I mean, you know, I was on the board of Shannon Airport. So we've talked about this a lot, and how do we get more people, more airlines to come to Shannon? I mean, 38, nearly 40% of the national population lives within the hinterland of Shannon. And yet Shannon has only 4% of the flights leaving the island or coming into the island. Cork has another sort of, you know, 2 or 3 million of capacity. So between Shannon and Cork, you could take 5 million of these flights out of Dublin and actually free up a whole load of capacity.
I was just going to make the point. I was listening. Michael O'Leary was on breakfast here last week, and he was asked about this, of course, the Ryanair boss. And he made the point that 60% of the traffic to Dublin is actually inbound. It's the customers, and they want to go to Dublin.
But absolutely, he's right. 60%. But that means the other 40% don't want to go to Dublin, right? But we only have 4% of the flights coming into Shannon. So his actual numbers prove the point itself, that it should be possible to have a distribution of the flights. I mean, I'm talking particularly short haul, right? So I'm not saying that you shouldn't have flights from Dublin to London. I'm saying let's have flights from Dublin to London, Dublin to Amsterdam, to match up with the 60%. But let's actually allow and indeed encourage flights from Shannon or Cork to London to Paris.
To other places. Okay.
For the other 40%.
I want to hear from listeners as well, John, about this today. Stay with us because there's a lot of people, I think your story and certainly your experience resonates with them. It's 1800-453-106. That's the number. Paul is on the line. Paul, I believe you're a former airline executive. You're a current travel marketing consultant. You've been listening to John Moore and the Mayor of Limerick. Is it totally up to the airlines to decide where they want to fly into and out of?
Hi, Andrea. I think it's certainly it's at the behest of airlines to choose where they choose to operate their routes. But I think if we're looking at these two issues, one being, you know, the desire to grow connectivity to regional airports, which I'm, you know, very much in favour. I'm from Galway myself. My family is in the west of Ireland, so I'm very much in favour and see the value of having strong connectivity across the island of Ireland in terms of air travel. On the other hand, you have the question of the Dublin Airport passenger cap. I don't necessarily feel that the two things are mutually exclusive. I don't feel that by maintaining the passenger cap in Dublin that you inherently encourage increased regional connectivity across the other airports in Ireland. I think the two things are very much two separate questions. When it comes to, you know, the way that airlines decide what routes to operate, there's really kind of three things that they look at. They look at the demand that they could potentially attract from the catchment area of that particular airport. You know, are there enough people in the catchment area to satisfy the demand for the seats that those airplanes have day in and day out over the course of an entire season? So that's the first question they'll ask. Another question is, like, you know, can we operate at that airport at a unit cost that is comparable with the rest of our network? So they look at the cost factor and they look at the revenue factor. On the other hand, then, the third thing that they look at is the way that route would potentially play into the airline's overall connectivity strategy or network strategy. So certain airlines operate point-to-point strategies, and other airlines operate very connected hub-and-spoke strategies where they rely on a lot of interconnecting travel from one route onto another. So those are the things that the airlines really look at. And they take a fairly cold, sort of agnostic view of, you know, geography when it comes to that. So that's where I feel, you know, the decisions around, there are certain decisions that are in the realm of the airlines, and other decisions certainly in the realm of, you know, public policy that can influence an airline's decision on where to deploy their aircraft.
Why do you think, John, then more airlines don't opt to have additional routes at the likes of Shannon or Knock?
Well, it's fundamentally tied to this whole failure by Ireland to do regional balanced development, as you and I have talked about a lot in terms of the amount of stuff we put in Dublin. All the buses are kind of set up across the system to actually get to Dublin from various cities, but there's actually very few buses or indeed public transport options to get from Dublin, say, to Cork Airport or to Shannon Airport. And that's one of the reasons why we're delighted that there's talk about a train to Shannon Airport, which could be delivered in 5 years, which is faster than you'll deliver a train to Dublin. But I think the main problem here, and going back to the point that was raised about the cap, is we don't have a problem with, like, you know, capacity in Dublin Airport in the sense that if we move out the capacity to other airports for different types of routes, then we will free up a load of capacity. And for the people of Dublin that have been on the tweet machine for the last 3 days with me, it actually makes their trips more enjoyable because they can park at the airport and do other stuff because us lads in Limerick won't be taking up their spots. And if you think about what Paul was just saying there, the best analogy for me is actually what happens over in London, right? Heathrow slots are very valued because there's a limited number of them. And the UK has essentially focused Heathrow on critical connectivity for the London region and the UK, particularly long-haul routes, using those slots to the maximum advantage of the country, not necessarily the airlines. We, on the other hand, allow the airlines to dictate to us. And we could be using Cork, we could be using, you know, Shannon, we could even be using Knock and others for that other short-haul connectivity, the tourist traffic that doesn't actually necessarily want to go to Dublin. I mean, Michael O'Leary just said himself, 40% of the people don't even want to go to Dublin. They're travelling on buses, they're travelling through the night to actually deal with effectively what sounds to me like an airline dictated strategy.
Supply and demand, though. And, I presume that that's all has to be taken into account and whether or not customers actually want to travel from the airports
too. But they do. There's no reason why 40% of the population would want to necessarily drive or travel to Dublin to hit the traffic on the M50, leaving them unsure what time they'll get to the airport and everything else.
Shane is with us as well on the line. Shane, do you think there should be more of a focus on regional airports?
I can kind of agree with some of the points made there. Just to fill you in, I'm from Galway, but I live in Brussels, and I'm home a couple of times a year. And now out of Brussels, you've got five flights a day to Dublin. And there's like one flight that goes like twice a week from Charleroi to Cork. Charleroi is a bit outside of Brussels, but I can, you know, I can just kind of elaborate on some points made there. Mm. Like I would love more than anything for a flight from Brussels to Knock or even Shannon. That'd be great. But like my experience when I fly into Dublin, you know, you're traveling over to Galway, then you go through Dublin. It's, you know, busy traffic, well-developed, and then the counties around it, Kildare and so on, pretty heavily populated. You get over to Shannon and, you know, it looks, you know, pretty empty and pretty sparse. Like, and you know, this is the big issue. You know, observing from abroad, having lived.
Are you there, Shane? Sorry, your phone, your line just dipped. Yeah, your line just dropped for a moment. No, carry on.
Can you hear me now?
I can indeed, yep.
Okay. It's just not mentioned enough how concentrated the population of the island of Ireland is on the east coast. Like, I mean, this is such a huge issue. Not even unification would change this, because, like, in the north, you've got people living mostly around Belfast. And, like, you know, here, like, you go between cities in Belgium, you know, Antwerp is obviously smaller than Brussels, but, like, not radically smaller. And it's just so striking. People who visit Ireland for the first time remark on this as well. You know, the mayor said there, like, well, you know, it's like, it would be like, you know, stopping water would find somewhere else to go down a hill. It's not a hill, it's a cliff. I mean, compare, like, there's like, as the crow flies, I think, you know, within 70 kilometres of Dublin Airport, you've got over 2 million people. And for Knock, like, that figure would be under 400,000. So, like, and I did some research just before getting in touch there. Like, there's six departing flights today out of Knock, like, to anywhere. And I think there's 20-something out of Shannon. Like, so Dublin has more than that before, like, 9 o'clock in the morning, easily. So, like, it's the figures are just so vast. You're not going to change things by putting a few more. Yeah, you're not going to change things by putting a few flights in or a few train lines in. You need a full-on regional development plan. You need to bring in employers. You need to bring in government departments.
Okay.
Housing as well. I mean, housing being the big issue. Why we should be building houses, but, like, along the west coast. And we should have, like, a more balanced, you know, a more balanced system of development.
Barry, you wanted to make a point about this as well. What do you think would encourage more people to use regional airports?
I really think having the options would make such a difference. I met a friend of mine who was in Salou this year on their summer holidays, and they said it was full of people from Galway. And the reason being is they got off flight from Shannon. It was so handy for them to get there. It's the most, you know, the most comfortable, easiest place to go. And you don't have that options from Shannon. Like, in the last year, I've been to Manchester, Rome and Paris multiple times. And every single time I've had to travel from Galway to Dublin to make those trips. And they're not easy flights back here. They're always morning flights. So like John mentioned earlier, you're getting a bus, you're getting up early. You're traveling 18 hours to get somewhere there. If it was a flight from Shannon, I'd leave my house maybe 2 hours before the flight and I'd be there.
And I'd get on the flight. Would you tend to look at the schedule that's on offer from Shannon and pick a destination based on that?
Absolutely. If I'm thinking of a holiday, I look where can I go from Shannon and Knock first. Like, Dublin's my last port of call, really.
Yeah. Funny you say that. I have a text from a listener here too who says, we flew from Kerry to Faro this summer. So convenient and stress-free. It was brilliant.
Yeah, we do a lot of business travel as well from Shannon. That's the company I work with. And the transatlantic flights are well taken care of. There's loads of, there's daily flights to New York, Boston and Chicago. And that's fine. But if the airport's empty when you get there, it's brilliant. It's so easy to get through. And it's brilliant for the passenger, but it's completely underutilized.
What about you, Eddie? Do you think what is the best way to try and attract more people to fly out of the regional airports? Have we got Eddie? Are you there, Eddie? No, Eddie's gone. Is he? What about you, Niall? Can you hear me okay? You can.
I can indeed.
How are you? Yep. How do you think we should focus more attraction on the regional airports?
Well, I think a considerable amount of it at this stage has to be stick, I'm sorry to say. And part of that is actually taking the steam out of Dublin Airport, which means facing down the Michael O'Learys of this world and telling them, no, the airport simply can't grow anymore. It can't grow infinitely. It is already choked. The people will tell you about the difficulties getting through there, as I think John outlined recently. And I think John also pointed out that down in this southwest corner of the country, between Cork and Shannon, there's about 1.4 million people. That's how you should attract airlines to operate out of those airports. But as Ryanair have cornered the market here, they're looking to provide the service on their terms, not just profitably, but at a maximising.
So you think even with the passenger cap, you think that's the only way that you'll actually encourage more airlines to fly out of some of the other airports across the country?
Well, as John was saying a little while ago there, if some of those flights were to be taken out of Dublin and redistributed to Shannon Airport or Cork, and Cork Airport, I should say, and Knock, why not? That actually makes for a far more efficient system. It feeds into a far more balanced regional development in this country. And it isn't just Dublin Airport. It's the pressure that it puts on the M50.
Oh, completely. Hotels, everything.
The routes in, the hotels, all that, you know?
Yeah, the parking as well, as quite a few people have mentioned too.
And the parking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the myths that, like, it's so much, that Ryanair is so much cheaper. But you haven't factored in that it's either going, from my part of the world, it's going to cost you 50 quid tank of fuel, then park the car. God knows what that's going to cost. Or cheap as possible, you're getting the bus for 35 quid or something like that. And again, as others have pointed out there, I think Seamus said, you could be travelling for 18 hours. I flew to Newcastle recently. I had to leave at 11 o'clock the night before to get a flight at like 7 o'clock in the morning from Dublin Airport.
Yeah. Teresa makes the point, I'm based in Clonmel. I primarily fly from Cork whenever I can. I'd love to use Shannon more if I had the choice. Dublin's a curse that has to be used if no other choice presents itself. But don't even get me started.